relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Carr Firearms.
So at the end of the corridor, we have the SRN newsroom that's providing national coverage of politics from D.C. And I just walked there to get a coffee. And what did I hear coming across the news wires? The Fed is about to increase interest rates. Yeah, it's happening, guys. So that window is closing. It might be today. It might be tomorrow. If you have been thinking, just thinking, about locking in a lower rate for your mortgage, you have to act now. Seriously. If you want to save yourself up to $12,000 a year, you've got to contact the great people at American Financing. Get your consultation with them. It's a no-obligation mortgage review. No upfront, no hidden fees. They just customize your loan to exploit the rates that are still low but will increase imminently. Don't wait another day because it might be too late. Call 855-581-5828. That's 855-581-5828. Or just go to their website, AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, MLS 182334, MLSConsumerAccess.org. Find out today how much you can save. The window is closing. AmericanFinancing.net. First guest of the day. We have an amazing, amazing list of guests for you today. Trish Regan in the first hour, Jennifer Horn, and then a doctor who's going to speak the truth about COVID in the third hour. But right now, it's been far too long. He's very, very busy. We got to get him in the studio next time. Former acting director of ICE, Tom Homan. Welcome to America First.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So I don't know where to begin. We can talk about CBP whipping poor illegal immigrants, or we can talk about the fact that the UN yesterday, was that just yesterday? That feels like a week ago. The man who sadly bears the title President of the United States, when shouted out by a journalist, said, "We will get on top of the crisis on the border." Tom, I thought there was no crisis on the border.
Well, first of all, let's talk about the horse.
Yes.
You got the Jen Psaki saying how she's appalled and this, how what a terrible thing is. But you got the DHS secretary saying he's appalled. You got all these people trying to change the narrative now, right? Forget about the crisis. Let's attack the men and women who's trying to control this crisis. Let me tell you something. I was a Border Patrol officer. I was never on horse patrol. But I know a man that was on horse patrol for 20 years. He told me, Tom, they use the reins on the horses. They're trained to spin the reins to protect themselves in the horse. That's how they keep people back. If you look at the film, they're approaching the horse. He's giving them verbal commands to back up, and they're refusing his commands. He's spinning the reins to protect himself and the horse. But and let me tell you something. And if you hear what he says, why the women in front? Why you put the women and children in front? The same thing happened on the Trump administration when they rushed the border near Tijuana at the San Ysidro port of entry. Remember when they tear gassed and they showed this woman and child? They
yes.
put the women and children in front of them then. This is a setup. There just happened to be a film there. Someone actually there taking pictures of film. Give me a break. The agent was doing what he had to do to protect himself and the horse. He's not, as the media is saying, whipping a black man. And let me tell you something. I'm disgusted with this administration. I'm disgusted with the Secretary of Homeland Security. And the vice president comes out, she gives us her 2 cents on that. But not a freaking word about the two ICE agents that were injured by Haitians during a removal flight to Haiti yesterday. Not a damn word about the agents that were hurt in San Antonio when they were trying to kill two planes of Haitians and the pilot shut down the flights because they were so violent and the agents got hurt.
All right, let me ask you.
Hurt on the bus. Removing Haitians
right.
down there, and they took over the bus.
So I wanted to mention
put their lives on the line are being hurt every single day, but they're going to attack this one Border Patrol officer for doing his job.
I want to ask you because this is you should be pissed off. All Americans should be pissed off. This story you just mentioned from Texas. So let me. How many years did you have at ICE and DHS?
Just under 35.
35 years. In your service of almost four decades, was there any locale in America where 15,000 illegal aliens were under a bridge? That's my first question.
Absolutely not. This is unprecedented.
Okay. Second question. Was there ever a case where a bus was taken over by illegal immigrants and the illegal immigrants escaped off the bus in mass numbers?
No, absolutely not.
So those two things alone surely would count as a crisis.
Look, they're trying to change the narrative. Just like the secretary gets up there, he's still saying the border's secure. He told Congress it's secure. Let me tell you something. There's 350,000 gotaways. These are people that got into the country, were not arrested. 350,000 is the approximate number, right? That's not a secure border. When they reassigned all these people to Del Rio and RGV, I got the timesheets and assignment sheets from a source within CBP that I know. We had 224 miles of border that were unprotected. 224 miles of border, there wasn't a border between on the line. That secure border, the cartels having a field day with it. That's why we got over 90,000 fentanyl deaths in this country. And DEA says 95% of fentanyl comes across the southwest border, especially when 50% of the border patrol is no longer on the line because you're changing diapers, making hospital runs, making baby formula. This border is so vulnerable right now. And it's not only an immigration crisis, it's a humanitarian crisis, it's a public safety crisis, it's a national security crisis. If we thousands of terrorists released from Afghanistan in prisons whose sole purpose in life is to destroy this nation, and you got a wide open southwest border. And one more thing, they want to attack the officer on the horse and go after him and the job he's doing. Not a word about the 8,000 lives Border Patrol agents have saved, either people drowning in a river or dying in the middle of the desert. Not a word about the births that these Border Patrol agents have given under that bridge to women that were given birth and the lives that were born on that bridge because of men and women that were in that green uniform that served this nation every day so proudly. I am so upset at the leadership of this country not to recognize the sacrifices that these men and women make. I buried some of these people. And it's an insult to the spouses and children of those that died in the line of duty.
Tom,
to attack these men and women the way they're being attacked right now.
Tom,
they've been put in an untenable position by this administration. They've been put in an impossible position by this administration. And they're going to take one incident and blow it out of proportion to attack the men and women who serve so honorably. I am so livid, I can't see straight right now.
Tom, you're absolutely right that the crisis is out of control, but what they're doing is switching the narrative. Can they do this forever? Can they just twist the narrative and get away with it for 3 years?
You and I aren't going to let them. We're going to tell the American people the truth. We're going to keep talking. They're never going to shut me up. And you know, in 2024, we'll come back and fix all this garbage. But until then, it shows like yours, Seb, and, you know, it's other shows that, you know, speak out every day to the American people and give them the facts. They're not going to shut me up, and I know they're not going to shut you up. So we're not going to let them. We're going to educate the American people on the facts of what's going on down there.
Yeah.
They're not going to get away with it.
And one source of the facts that is indispensable right now is this man, Tom Homan, with 35 years serving this nation. His book, Defend the Border and Save Lives, Solving Our Most Important Humanitarian and Security Crisis, a topic, a title that has never, ever been more important. Defend the Border and Save Lives. We are back with former acting ICE director of the Trump administration momentarily after these messages here in America First on the Salem Radio Network, live streaming on Rumble. Follow us. It's free. If you're in a area that doesn't broadcast the third hour of the show, it's even more important. Rumble.com/Seb Gorka. That's rumble.com/SEBGORKA. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans every single day from their daily pain, me included. I had a low back pain issue plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. Took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free more than 2.5 years later. But it's not just me. It's people like Reggie from Florida. This is Reggie's story. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Incredible words. Find out for yourself. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose? Accept the pain. Do it now. 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by American Financing.
This is special for JR. I'm so excited. I didn't know yesterday we were talking about the custom 1911 that's been made for America First by Carr Firearms and Auto Ordnance. 300, only 300 limited edition. It's America First. It says the Second Amendment is a civil right on one side of the engraved slide. On the other side, it says America First. It's got me and President Trump on the custom aluminum grips. Only 300 made. I checked this morning. 200 sold in 2 days. Boom, guys, you are on fire. There's 100 classic 1911 custom guns, America First custom guns available. You've got to go to galleryofguns.com. Celebrate President Trump. Celebrate the America First message. Go today to galleryofguns.com to order your custom 1911 to celebrate the MAGA movement. That's galleryofguns.com. There's only 100 left. It's crazy. We are back with President Trump's former director of ICE. Tom, I said in the break to those who are listening on Rumble, I was on a podcast, long interview, about an hour yesterday, and somebody asked me, the host said, who's the most evil person in the Trump administration? I thought, they're all equally bad. You know, cackling Kamala, senile Biden. But then I stopped and I said, you know, there is one who's worse than all the rest, and that's Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, because he came here as a Cuban refugee as a child, and he told the Cubans who want freedom in Cuba today to stay in that stinking communist hellhole as he keeps the southern border open wide. Do you agree? Is he perhaps the worst of the worst?
Oh, yeah, for a few reasons, not only what you just said, but he's a Secretary of Homeland Security. His job is to secure the border, and he hasn't taken one action to slow the flow. Everything they've been working on is processing people quicker and releasing them quicker.
Yeah.
They haven't done a single thing to stop the flow.
Yeah.
And so he's ignored his oath of office. I'll tell you, when he was Deputy Secretary, I worked for him. And we had a surge in FY15 under President Obama. We built thousands of family beds. We held people to see a judge. Most lost their cases, and we deported them.
So he knows what it takes.
He knows exactly the steps needed to stop this, and he's refusing to do any of it. So, you know, he's no longer he's a Secretary of Homeland Insecurity because we're less secure now than we ever have been.
And
the man to stand on national TV every day and see this border say it's secure and it's closed, and the men and women of Green are looking at him as their boss saying, wait a minute, we're busting our butts down here. We're getting sick. This is unprecedented numbers. We got parts of the borders where there's nobody even patrolling. And you don't go on national TV and say, we're not dealing with this? We're in some kind of nightmare where this crisis isn't really happening? It's an insult to the men and women who put their lives on the line every single day.
It's perfectly put. Alejandro Mayorkas is the Secretary of Homeland Insecurity. We're talking to Tom Homan, the author of Defend the Border and Save Lives. Get it today. Tom, I have to ask you this. I never worked for DHS. My wife was a senior Trump appointee, and she was the spokesperson for CBP. Is there any way, I feel dumb asking this question, is there any way to vet 120,000 Afghan quote-unquote refugees if they don't have any ID papers, Tom?
No. And let me tell you something. Let's just look at the facts. It takes, especially an immigrant visa, it takes 18 to 24 months to vet.
Yeah.
Right? Because the CIS gets it. They send it to the chief of mission at the embassy. He has it for, you know, at least 12, 13 months. And they go through all the Afghan records, right?
Right.
It's a birth certificate legitimate. Is a passport legitimate? They got to go through all these certain documents and check numerous databases, including DOD databases. Is there any derogatory information on this person? Before this happened in Afghanistan, the regular process took 18 and 24 months. And here's the fact. 84% of SI visa requests were denied.
Wow.
And that's when they had time to actually vet them. So now they're trying to vet within days or weeks when they got no access. There is no chief of mission. There is no embassy over there. I don't know where the operator is. Do they have access to Afghan records anymore? Does the Taliban have it? How do they know what's a legitimate passport? Where do all the records for the Afghan government go? So we got no staff over there, no insight over there. We don't have access to Afghan paperwork. And I talked to people here at Dulles, law enforcement, that said some of these people show up as absolutely zero ID. How the hell can you possibly vet them? If you got an 84% denial rate when they have time, that tells you how full of fraud this whole system is.
So the idea that we are still safe, that this isn't being exploited by terrorists, that's just garbage, right, Tom?
We are scary unsafe. I worry about where we're at as a country because, like I said, 350,000 gotaways on the southern border. Border Patrol's arrested 11 people on the FBI terrorist screening database. If they arrested 11, these are people that don't want to get arrested, right? Because they know they're going to get run through fingerprints and stuff will come up on them. They're going to try to get away. So out of 350,000 gotaways, you don't think any of them were on the terrorist screening database?
How many?
Give me a break. We know they are. You know, we know that. If enough fentanyl comes across to kill 92,000 Americans, you're telling me terrorists can't come across that border?
Yeah.
And that's what scares the hell out of me.
The question is how many terrorists have come across and are coming across. He's promised to be in studio here with us next week. In the meantime, check out his book, Defend the Border and Save Lives. God bless you, Tom Homan, for speaking the truth and doing so passionately. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your calls and also Trish Regan next here on America First.
Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise gun lobby. From battling the Biden administration's radical anti-gun agenda to restoring your constitutionally protected rights in the states, GOA's grassroots army, led by a friend of this show, Eric Pratt, is ready. GOA has a proud 45-year history of defending your Second Amendment rights without compromise. GOA's mission is simple: to protect, defend, and restore the Second Amendment. For just $25 a year, you can take an active role in the protection of your rights. When you join today by visiting gunowners.org/GORKA, you will receive a free gift. So help protect the Second Amendment by joining Gun Owners of America right now at gunowners.org/GORKA.
Does the Fed know what they're doing? Does Biden even have a plan? What do you need to know about our economic future? Let's talk to our market maven, Trish Regan, of The Trish Regan Show.
Money, money, money. Must be funny in the rich man's fund.
Crank it up. I like this song.
Money,
loud.
Money, money, money. Always sunny in the rich man's fund.
They're coming back, ABBA, don't you know? They're touring again. I can't wait. I thought they hated each other. Filthy Luca, they want to make some money. She's back. She is one of the newest members of the Salem faculty, the best faculty for news and conservative talk in the planet, in the world. You've got to follow her, trishintel.com. It's the Trish Regan Show. Follow her, Trish_Regan. Trish, welcome back to America First.
Oh, so good to be here, Seb.
We've got so much to talk about, breaking news, but first things first, is it true that you wear baseball caps?
Occasionally,
yeah. Good. In that case,
actually, a lot on weekends. I wore one on the show.
I think I've seen you wearing a baseball cap, and I ask you that because we have a brand new America First store with a plethora of items made in America, from delightful baseball caps to mugs made in America that say, I'm a MAGA man, I'm a MAGA gal. And the tumblers, we have the Turfist tumblers that say America First with the American flag, as well as the T-shirt that is flying off the shelves that we made for when President Trump came on from his famous rally where he said, if you're woke, you're a loser. So we will be sending you a sampling of our new merchandise, including a hat or two, just because
you're
such a staunch supporter of the show. Let's go to the breaking news. We've been waiting for weeks now. I just heard the newsroom mention something as I walked past here at SRN. The Fed is going to make a decision. Are they not imminently about interest rates, Trish?
Yep, and you know what? You really are on the breaking news curve because they just made it. How about that, Seth, for timing? They just made it, and you know, it's not really earth-shattering. It's actually what I've been telling people all along. In fact, on Monday, I wrote a column on TrishIntel.com, my website, TrishIntel.com, where I said, listen, this insanity, this market sell-off down more than 900 points, totally overdone, because the Fed's not budging. The Fed's going to continue printing money. You get Joe Biden and company trying to print money as well. I mean, listen, we are just, you know, in a sea of money. Yes, worry about inflation, but don't worry that much about the market yet. I actually think it's a good buying opportunity. And sure enough, you know, what did they do today? They came out and said, we're not going to change interest rates. We're going to leave them near zero for the rest of the year. Maybe we'll think about changing next year. And oh, that taper thing that we're doing, which actually increases liquidity because they go out there and they buy up all these bonds, and I know I'm boring some people, but basically it makes interest rates really low, which helps us if you're going to go get a mortgage or something like that. So they're out there, they're going to continue doing that. Maybe they didn't give us a definite date, maybe they'll end it, you know, as we get closer to the end of the year. But consequently, the market's way up. Last I checked, we were up about 380 points there on the Dow.
So is this the right decision?
Everything's up.
Is this the right decision?
So there's a sort of near-term and long-term conversation to be had about that. I think that fundamentally, no, it's not the right decision, because we actually do have real concerns about interest rates. But the problem is they've gotten themselves in kind of a corner. It's like you become addicted to this, right? This is an addiction to Federal Reserve policy that the markets now have. And so they're terrified. They are so scared that if they back away from this, Seb, well, then the market's, you know, the bottom is going to fall out from under. And we don't want that. I mean, nobody wants that. We want the market to do well. We want things to be okay. And so they don't have a choice now. And so you talk about kicking the can down the road. They're like, you know, they're kicking it miles and miles at a time. And I don't know what the end game is here. I don't know how you eventually get out of this. You run the risk that you start a whole other asset bubble that eventually pops, and it's a miserable experience. We've been through it before. And this is the kind of thing that tends to happen when you are overly involved.
What's the asset bubble you're afraid of? Is it real estate or something else?
I'm just afraid of a stock market bubble. I'm afraid of so much money chasing few assets. I mean, think about it. There's no yin-yang. There's no romance in the market anymore. Yeah. That's what I like to say, because you know everything that they're going to do. And so you don't go and choose your investments accordingly. Like it used to be in the old days, you used to be able to put your money in the bank and earn a lot of interest. And so when you took it out and you invested it in stock, you really had to think hard about, do I make this investment? Yeah. Is it really worth it? Because I could make so much more money in the interest over there doing nothing in my savings account. You don't have those options anymore. And when you don't have those options, people don't really think as clearly. They're just out there saying, oh, I got to buy stocks.
Get your knowledge from the sources that are most reliable. Go to TrishIntel.com right now and subscribe to a podcast. We've got less than 2 minutes left. I know you wanted to react to the fact that now, a year later, the left-wing legacy media has confirmed the Hunter Biden emails are true. We knew that, Trish, didn't we, about the big guy and his 10%? What does this mean as far as you're concerned?
Well, it just confirms what we all know, and that's that the system does not trust anybody that might be perceived as a conservative. You've got to wait for the lefties to come out. And once they say it's true, then apparently it's true. I mean, this is a real problem. you don't understand. We've all been, you do understand, but I'm talking about, you know, perhaps some people out there don't understand the extent to which they are really trying to muzzle people that are right of center. I mean, I feel it. I see it. I'm dealing with it on Facebook right now where there's a, I mean, heck, you know, Seb, I'm just sitting there talking about inflation. And they're like, no, this is not in community standards. I'm like, how is it not within community standards?
Hang on, they tried to censor you because you dare to talk about inflation?
How dare you, right? You know, and then you read about what they're feeding young girls on Instagram. And I'm like, wait, why am I the bad guy? Oh, because I don't have a political view that is symbiotic with what the left wants right now. And so this Hunter Biden story is just another example of it. I mean, there are things that Facebook will just shut you down for. There are things that Facebook, I mean, I have 166,000 followers on Facebook. And by the way, I encourage everybody to go there and share my stories. But you have to actually go to the Trish Regan page on Facebook because there's a very good chance that, you know, I share a story from my website, and guess what? 166,000 followers, maybe only two people see it.
Oh, my gosh. I think we're in the same deplorables basket because I went from getting hundreds of comments to getting two on Facebook. So I think offline, Trish, let's have a little chat. In the meantime, go directly to her website, trishintel.com. Follow her, Trish_Regan, on Twitter and subscribe to her podcast. Let's discuss these matters further. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Hear the latest reporting and analysis on the big stories of the day on the Daybreak Insider podcast. It's top-notch reporting from SRN News, along with the sharpest insight from Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Sebastian Gorka, and the voices of townhall.com. The Daybreak Insider podcast. It's your first look at today's top stories. Available at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and at salempodcastnetwork.com.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
But I don't do it alone. I have assistance. I have a Justice League of Truth Tellers. And one of the most important ones, a part-time guest host here. When she's not ruling the airwaves on the West Coast, is, of course, Jennifer Horn. Jennifer, welcome back to America First.
Thank you. I like it twice in the same week, which is always fun.
I know. We had to have a recall update, and then we have our regular meetings with you. Are we going to do this segment in a funny accent, both of us?
Oh, pip, pip, and cheerio.
Yes, gin and tonics.
I don't know. I have that,
everyone.
And I have redneck.
Yes, mint juleps. Why not? Okay.
That's right.
Let's behave. Now, first things first. You're a gun gal, right?
I am. I do own a firearm, and I like to go shooting with it.
Okay, I've got to share some really cool. I'm so excited about this. I've been waiting about, I don't know, what is it, at least 6 months? How long have I been talking about this, Jeff? It's been at least 6 months. The gun.
Definitely.
Okay. So we have a sponsor, Car Firearms, amazing U.S. manufacturer. And they said, we want to do something special to celebrate President Trump, America First, and your radio show. So they have made 300 custom engraved 1911s with my name, America First, and the president's visage on them.
And unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. And we.
I'm looking at the video right now.
Are you seeing the video? Okay, that's Leia watching it in our garden saying, oh, yeah, that looks cool. And we mentioned this 2 days ago. You can order them at galleryofguns.com. 300 custom 1911s. America First, the Second Amendment is a civil right. There's only 100 left already, Jen.
Oh, my gosh. Can I order them in California?
California,
you know,
has the stupid things about they have to be on the list of approved firearms. So I'll find out for you. We're gonna auction off two for
really
families
cool.
of the 13 killed in Kabul and for law enforcement families who've suffered a loss. So, guys, there will be two available through our radio show. But in the meantime, if you want a custom America First 1911 45 caliber with the president on it, go to galleryofguns.com. How cool is that, Jen?
It's incredible. And, you know, this is the gun I'm used to shooting. I have a 1911.
You do?
45.
That's
yeah,
a serious weapon.
Believe me, I've shot all kinds of things. That's the one that I feel most comfortable with. I need something to hold on to.
It's a nice fat slug, 45 yeah. caliber, 900 feet per second. There's a reason it served the U.S. military for nigh on 90 years. That's how good it is. Okay, I just wanted to share that with you because I'm just so happy and you make me happy. So let's talk about other things.
I love it. It makes me happy. That's a really cool thing.
All right, thank you.
Congratulations on that.
All right, we'll see what we can do about the California regs. Okay, let's talk about California. Let's see what's going on there. First things first, this is super exciting. We're going to have the whole third hour of the show with a Californian doctor, friend of Dennis Prager's, Jeff Barkay, a truth teller.
A friend of mine, actually, I believe.
Ooh! Well, if they're important and a truth teller, does she not have them in her Rolodex?
Yeah, exactly. Dr. Jeff Barkay is
the guy. What a fabulous guy.
He is fantastic. He has been, when I was hosting the Jen and Don show, he was on once a week with us for Wellness Wednesday.
Oh.
A fantastic guy who, by the way, gave me the hydroxychloroquine when I had COVID. This is a doctor who is focused on therapeutics, which is so important because COVID isn't going away, Seb. It's a real thing. It's here. It doesn't have to be all about the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. We should be focusing on things that can get us well.
So I was listening to something today. I can't remember what it was, a radio or YouTube or something. I don't know. And so, somebody made this obvious comment. It's a virus.
Yeah.
You can't get rid of it. The word viral means that sooner or later, everybody gets it. You've got to have herd immunity. So this idea that we're going to have zero COVID, we're going to have zero. No, there's a natural progression. Viruses burn out. You can't stop them. They have to get to the top of the bell curve and then collapse. But let's talk about what the politics of all this is. Amazing story. So it turns out the Los Angeles Fire Department is got some tough guys in it. Who would know? Tell us.
Yeah, and it's not just them. The LA Fire Department and the LAPD have all gotten together. In fact, I had a few of the officers from the LAPD who are involved in this group that are suing over the vaccine mandate. It turns out that in California, Governor Newsom's desire to get everyone who works for the state vaccinated is not going over very well with the first responders who served us during the pandemic. And this includes frontline workers who worked at hospitals. Nurses are leaving their jobs. The fire department, LA Fire, LAPD, LA Sheriff's Department, California Highway Patrol, they are all organizing to push back against the governor. And these guys, these men and women, are doing really good things. And here's what's going to happen. People in California already look at quality of life issues as the most important. Crime is already skyrocketing. Slower response times for wildfires. You hear us talking about this all the time. Is now the time when we want to have 60, 100, 150, 600 members of law enforcement or LA Fire dropping out at any given time? Because these groups of people that are just taking early retirement are growing exponentially month to month as these mandates come into gear. So,
but are these guys, are these firefighters, are these cops, what's your sense? You've had them on your show. Are they going to hold the line, Jen?
Oh, absolutely. The police officers with the LAPD said that they are not backing down from this. It will leave the force if they have to. I've talked to several people also who are worked past tense for the biggest hospital chain that rhymes with Pfizer. The people that worked with Kaiser that have just left because Kaiser is saying they're not going to acquiesce. They're not even going to offer. They're going to tighten up even religious exemptions. It's appalling that all of these people have to leave their jobs after serving us so well. But these police officers said that they will walk out if they have to get the vaccine. And they're willing to do other things. They're willing to mask up. They're willing to take tests. But they do not want to have the vaccine mandate.
Is there a common, there should be no need to give a reason because my body, my choice. But I'm just curious in talking to them. Is there a common thread as to why they don't want to? Is it because it's experimental or is it health reasons? Is it religious? What are they saying?
Based on the people that I've talked to so far, it's all the reasons that you and I have talked about on the radio for months now. It's the fact that it just hasn't been around long enough, number one. Number two, they don't want the government going down the slippery slope. And this is probably the biggest of telling us what we can do. You know, I had a friend who is a pretty close friend who has got an active case of lupus. And she has not gotten the vaccine yet, but she also is afraid to get the vaccine because she's in a flare of lupus and she thinks it's going to make her sicker.
Yeah.
She tried to get an appointment at UCLA Medical Center. They would not see her to treat her lupus until she got a COVID vaccine. And she told them that she was afraid and that she didn't want to do it until she was, you know, well or on the mend from the lupus, and they would not see her.
That's just wrong.
So what's the next step? Are we going to go after smoking? Are we going to go after people? I mean, what is next?
Yeah.
Are we not? I mean, the point of law enforcement and hospitals is to serve people who need help, not to worry about vaccine status.
But Jen, if you're the mayor of San Francisco and you're listening to a cool band, it does, you know, the health policies don't matter, right?
Look, I am a child of the 80s and 90s, and I appreciate Tony. I get it. It was a great band. Couple, you know, maybe they had one or two hits. I understand. But London Breed, the mayor of San Francisco, was so taken with this group being back on stage for the first time that she's just thrown her mask mandate out the window. And she said, well, I didn't have time to think about the fun police. Well, lady, Madam Mayor, you are the
you
fun
are
police.
The fun police.
And then absolutely.
And then that interview where she gave with the justification. I mean, it is Marie Antoinette. It's like, well, you know, they're just such a cool band.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what? Cool.
And well,
the spirit,
you know,
rocked me.
I'm just such a cool radio host. So there.
You know, it's so funny. Follow the science, right? So we've learned that the vaccine, we learned that the virus doesn't attack you until 10 p.m. because
yes.
we had curfews, right? We've learned that they do not attack people who are sophisticated when they're at Obama's birthday party. We've learned the virus doesn't attack people when they're at concerts if it's a really good band. We've learned all kinds of things when we follow the science. But this lady is just the latest. Look, Democrats are on a roll right now
in
California because of the recall.
Is she getting heat or only from the right?
She's only getting heat from the right. Everybody else shrugs their shoulders. It's insanity, the hypocrisy. I mean, come on. At least if you're the one that's doling out the rules, follow them. But they never do. Nancy Pelosi got her hair cut. Gavin Newsom went to dinner at the French Laundry. They never follow their own rules.
No.
Even Eric Garcetti was caught maskless last week at a football game, even though the new vaccine mandate is in place for large outdoor and indoor gatherings in L.A. right now.
Rules for thee, but not for me. Follow her right now. Yep. She is the host of The Morning Answer, AM 590, AM 870, The Answer, also CRN. Talk.com at Jennifer Horn on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We are streaming on that lovely service. They believe in the First Amendment. It's called Rumble.com. Subscribe today. You can catch all of our segments if you miss any part of the show. That's Rumble.com/Seb Gorka. And then we have our new podcast. Don't get confused. Please. There's America First. That's the radio show. And then there's One on One, our in-depth long-form interviews with people like, oh, my old boss, President Trump. Check it out wherever you get your podcasts, One on One. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with Jen in a moment.
Most awesome pipes in talk radio. Sebastian Gorka.
I didn't think about this. Does Clint Eastwood go with Charlie's Angels? Why not? Iconic. Warner Brothers Pictures presents Cry Macho from the legendary director and actor Clint Eastwood comes a story of being lost and then found. Clint returns as a one-time rodeo star and washed-up horse breeder who takes a job from his ex-boss to bring back his young son from Mexico. The unlikely pair face an unexpectedly challenging journey together where the only road home is through redemption. I should be doing the voiceover for his movies, I think. That's good. I like that. The only road home is through redemption. See it in theaters and on HBO Max for 30 days now, playing rated PG-13. That's Cry Macho in theaters for 1 month and also on HBO Max. Are you going to see that, Jen? What do you think?
I would love to. I love Clint Eastwood. Can you do me a favor?
What?
Can you say thank you for calling movie phone?
Stop laughing. Thank you for calling movie phone. Is that good?
And then say, yeah, that was pretty good. Now say, in a world.
In a world.
That was awesome.
Imagine a man going on a journey through sight and sound. He's entering America First. You know, that's one of the freakiest things. The Twilight Zone ride at Universal Studios, that will make you soil your undergarments. Okay, Jennifer, let's get back. Let's get back to California news. And anything you need me to read, just text me and we'll make it happen. You know me. They call me Dr. VOG for a reason.
I like that.
So let's spoil the mood rapidly. There is a high school in California where they have posters. This is the Alexandra Hamilton High School in Los Angeles, Unified School. That's so Orwellian, Unified School District, where they have posters which say what, Jennifer Horn?
Oh, my gosh. Seb, this high school, part of the LA Unified School District, Hamilton High, has all kinds of terrible posters. They've got the American flag lying on the ground. Let me read you the list of what they have, because I don't want to get this wrong. They have a Palestine flag. They have a transgender flag, a pride flag, a Black Lives Matter flag, all hung prominently from the blackboard. According to some photos that were taken undercover, a few parents' rights groups got a hold of this and they blew the whistle on this high school. The American flag, while all of those other flags are hanging up in a nice prime location, flung across furniture in the classroom. Now, after they found out about this, because it started to get some attention and traction on Twitter with some parents' groups who were thankfully appalled, and this is part of the pushback in California, even at the smallest level, it's coming from more parents getting involved with their kids' classrooms. Some parents' groups called out LA Unified, and you would think that they would say, oh, we had no idea this was going on, we would remedy this situation. But Seb, LA Unified School District, they knew about it. And they said that they would make sure that the posters would be taken down. Now, here's the problem.
Well, and you've left out two of the posters.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
F the police.
Oh, F the police. That's right. How could I forget the charming one?
America with KKK instead of the C. Up on the wall of the classroom, Jen.
On the wall of the classroom. And here's the thing. And you're right. I should have said that first, because that's almost more disturbing than what they're hanging up everywhere. But here's the problem. It's not the posters. It's not the flags. It's the fact that this is who's teaching our kids.
Right.
Forget about what they hang on the wall. That can come up. It can come down. Or they can take it down now, put it back up in 2 weeks. But what in the heck are they teaching our children? And this is the problem with the LA Unified School District, and I'm going to guess most school districts around the country that have allowed themselves to become infiltrated by the unions. The unions are now operatives for the socialist movement in this country. They are incredibly powerful in the political sphere. Members pay into this. I've implored people on my program, and I'm going to implore people across the country. If you are a teacher or if you are a person who works for a union, take advantage of your rights and get out of the union if they are using the money to support political causes that are not important to you. You can still get representation, but this is what we have to do. These unions and these teachers are so far to the left, they are indoctrinating our kids, and we're sitting around 40 years later now scratching our heads wondering when this happened. It's happening right now.
And just to add to this, this isn't in California, but I'm sure it's indicative of California as well. This is from the westernjournal.com. Public schools are broken is the headline. This student with a 0.13 GPA graduated near the top of his class. I'm wondering whether, you know, the school with those posters of F the police, I wonder what the average GPA there is, Jennifer.
I can tell you it's really low. My mom taught for LA Unified for over 30 years before she retired. And the LA Unified School District is not wanting to hold people back, because when they do, they lose money. At the time when she was there, and I think the numbers have held over the last 5 or 6 years since she's retired, only half of kids, if you're in a high school classroom in Los Angeles as a ninth grader going into high school, if you look around, only half of those people are going to graduate with you. The failure rate is incredibly high. People go out and join other businesses. They just fail out of school. They fall through the cracks. And the schools in California are one of the top reasons that Gavin Newsom even faced the recall. I mean, aside from the hypocrisy with the pandemic, the schools are failing. We're at the bottom. I think we're in the top five worst schools in America, and this is why we have a new initiative that's coming up called it's a school choice initiative, and it's run by a guy named Mike Alexander, who is trying to get it on the ballot. He's going to start collecting signatures in about a month. And I think because of the momentum of this, because of the popularity of this plan, particularly with Latino households, this thing will make it to the ballot in 2022.
Good.
And it amounts, it takes money and gives it to the family so that that money follows the kid instead of just having to put it all,
excellent,
putting all of that money in the public school system.
Now, we've only got just over a minute left. I don't just come to you for California updates. You are my strategic communications expert. I want to play you a clip from yesterday. This is the man who sadly bears the title of president at the United Nations being shouted at by a journalist. And his response, I think, is a watershed. This is cut 10 from yesterday. Play cut.
Mr. President, what's your reaction to the images coming from the southern border?
Get it under control.
Get it under control or you have it under control?
We will get it under control.
We will get it under control. I thought there wasn't a crisis and the border was sealed. In terms of strategic communications, what does that 12-second clip mean to you, Jennifer?
It means he is completely not in control or in touch with what's going on in his border. And, you know, I have to say, as much as he looks diminished, Seb, I had this conversation with Grant Stinchfield, my partner on The Morning Answer this morning. Grant was saying, you know, he's not in control. Other people are around him. And I think that that is probably true. He has been diminished. But we cannot any longer give Joe Biden the pass of being good old Joe. He's never made a foreign policy decision that helped anybody. He's a known racist. He's never gotten it right on immigration. The guy has always been awful, and now we know that he's corrupt.
This is really important. I've been trying to bang this drum kind of on and off for the last 9 months. You don't give him a break. I'm sorry.
No.
The two brain aneurysms, the age, the plugs, I don't care. You don't give this man a break because what he has caused, he has caused. It's his decision to leave Bagram. It's his decision to betray the Afghans who helped up us. It's his decision to keep the border open. So sorry, guys. No pity, no mercy. Follow this lady. She is a rock star, at Jennifer Horn on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next here.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.